Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. What more indications does the universe give to you that you should be joyous at this stage of your life? That you deserve to chase good things at your life? That this is your time to start making new things happen again? That this is the time to enjoy life? Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. In our lives, especially when we're being reactive, information comes in, right? We're at an event, we're paying attention to how people treat us, we're studying something, we're trying to learn something, and we're just going about our regular day. Information is coming in. How people perceive us, the cause and effect of events, things are just happening. Information comes into the brain. From that point, the information immediately goes into interpretation. And what this usually means is interpretation in the fast reactive thing is safe, unsafe, good, bad, like it, don't like it, recognize it, don't recognize it,
been there, done that, unfamiliar, familiar, certain, uncertain, fear, safe, all these things start triggering. It's pretty unconscious and it's pretty fast. Our biases come into play. It's just that speed, spontaneous, reactive part of us. And that's not always bad. Sometimes it can be good, right? Sometimes it can be good. Interpretation can be that event, that's good for me, or that event, that's bad for me. But usually it's like a snap judgment. Think about that. Most when we're talking about an unconscious level, it's like a snap judgment, automatic. Like you like her, don't like her. Feel safe, don't feel safe. It's very fast. Then the next level, and this is not always linear, of course, because your brain is not left brain, right brain kind of methodology. Your brain's more of a spider web of interconnectedness. That is something we still don't understand, okay? You can study everything in neuroscience and you might learn something about this lobe or that cortex region, but then only to find out that later on, a year later, like, well, actually, it seems like it's also communicating over here. It's a spider web of unbelievable intelligence that's happening. And everything can be hundreds of milliseconds of transitions between neural networks. It's unbelievably fast, unbelievably capable. So this is just for our understanding. It's not necessarily real world linear like this, but what tends to happen is as information comes in, good, bad, we also then move it to a level of, well, what does this mean to me? Identity. What does this mean to me? What does this either mean to me or what does this say about me? How does this apply to me? And if we're not conscious here, this can be really troublesome. Some of you discovered that yesterday, I bet, when you released a few things. Sometimes we have these events in our life that we take on and we just assume it meant something about us. And we didn't realize, no, that's more of a statement about them than it is about us, right? Sometimes when you're hurt or someone was rude to you, it had nothing to do with you. Raise your hand if you follow. It had nothing to do with you. But if you're not careful, you could say, mean person, unsafe, means I'm bad child. Rude behavior, uncertain about this, I must not belong. Terrible situation, I feel bad, I can never be safe again. How many follow how this happens? This is why we have to be very, very, very observational of our own thoughts and feelings, because how these things get labeled can really change our lives forever. Can really change our lives forever. From here, once we've kind of looked through that lens, and again, this can be unconscious and super speedy, but once we kind of, information comes in, good, bad, here's what it means to me, we tend to then from there set an intention. Which means, so what do I want to do with this information? Intention. What's my next action from this? Or what am I gonna do in the future because of this? And intentions can be very unhealthy too. Intentions can be, like we talked about yesterday, sometimes if this is wired wrong or this goes in a way that doesn't support us, sometimes that intention is, I'm gonna protect myself. I am never going to share who I am because that one person or those people hurt my feelings or did that thing. And all of a sudden, our intentions become completely self-protective. I talked about yesterday how people button up or they put on the face mask or they build up the walls to the bad guys, and then who can't get in? The good guys. Like I said yesterday, sometimes in our own self-protection, we block out the very thing that we so desperately desire, connection. But a lot of people's intention has been throughout their lives, because they weren't observing their thoughts, became completely tilted towards safety, so they think. There's a big difference between wanting to be safe and operating from fear. How many follow? There's a very big difference. Sometimes we tell ourselves stories. Well, I'm just protecting myself. No, you're scared, and it's two different things, right? And we just have to be careful about where our intention is, because sometimes not all intentions are good. in the self-help industry, you often say, well, you have to have intention. I'm like, just know you have to have positive, conscious intention. It's different. Intention can be, mass murderers also have intention. And I don't like their intention. So intention in itself is not always positive. Some of your intentions have hurt you so bad. Intention to protect when you're not at risk. Intention to prove your point while you're at the same time wrecking your relationship. Intention to stand your ground and be firm and solid at the cost of allowing your team to collaborate and have fun at work. So we have to look at our intentions just like how we observe our interpretations or our identity. It's really important because from those intentions, of course, flow all of our initiative. Oh my God, I spelled that right. Is that right? Looks funny. Okay. That's a big word for a Montanan. And this initiative is now, what do you really go do in the world? What do you really go do? How are you really showing up? What goals are you going after? Like yesterday we talked about, the spark of motivation is ambition and expectancy. Well, guess what happens when sometimes your initiative is too small for you? Your ambition, the things you're chasing, is so small. I work with people all the time. I go, you're such, I have to be honest, I feel like after knowing you for a while, you're a much more powerful woman than what you just said to me. She go, what? I said, well, from everything you've shared with me and everything you've been through, I mean, don't you deserve at this stage of your life to dream a little bigger than that? I mean, you've been through so much. It's like I teased to my coaches the other day. I said, what more permission do you possibly need? I mean, what more indications does the universe give to you that you should be joyous at this stage of your life? That you deserve to chase good things at your life. That this is your time to start making new things happen again. That this is the time to enjoy life. Can I get an amen on a Friday? It's like, you've done enough. Turn to the person left, right, shake them, say, you've done enough. Often what ends up happening, and this is really good for parents to learn this, okay? So if you're a parent, really dial in for a minute. If you're a leader, really dial in for it. It'll benefit everybody, but those two groups, really dial in for a second. Sometimes you're gonna have people, good people, you know, like positive attitudes, smart people, like people you like and even respect, and their initiative at your workplace or in school is so low it frustrates you. It's a good kid. They don't do their homework. It's a good person who had the resume and is smart, but they're not taking initiative at work. So what do you got to do? You got to help work backwards. You got to help understand, I wonder what's happening with that kid from top to bottom. Again, this doesn't mean this is truly linear. But as a metaphor, as a way, of a framework of understanding things, listen, sometimes even you're not taking enough action Monday to Friday because something happened on Tuesday of last week that you looked at and said, oh, this means this project is gonna fail. I'm gonna be a failure again. So why should I even go out and try? So Netflix is looking good right now. Once you understand this, who likes this framework? Say, that's me. Once you understand this, you can reverse psychology yourself a little bit. Sometimes I'll be sitting there, I'm like, why am I not taking more action this week? Okay, let me think about it. Well, what was my intention this week? Oh, I forgot to have one. Bad move number one. Or I had some good intentions, I had some good goals, but you know what, I'm kind of doubting myself this week. What's up with that? I wonder what happened that led me to doubt myself. And if you can use this as a tool in coaching your kids or coaching your clients or your team, it can really shape things. Because most people don't know where their initiative comes from. They don't know. And it's important for you all in this room, because I want, my desperate desire for you is when you leave these doors, is to go out and make such a big difference in the world and take such big, bold moves for whatever you're next going to do, to be bold at it, to really go for it, to take initiative that would originally scare you, big initiative. But you can make that initiative if your intention is to serve others and to live out your dreams. Is it true? You can take that bold action if you say, I'm here, I'm ready, I deserve this, I am willing to deal with the hardships because I have the confidence in my ability to figure things out. Yes, I know that things are gonna be hard, it's gonna be difficult, information's gonna come in that's gonna say it's not nice, but you know what I'm gonna do? Along that path, I'm gonna honor that struggle. I'm gonna bring the joy. So let's go. And that's a very different way of looking at life. It's being aware of how our unconscious is sort of putting this little framework together in our mind that's shaping our own initiative, shaping our own identity, shaping how we're doing things. It's so important. But the beauty of knowing something like this is you can also rewire it. You can also change it in such a way that almost everything on here works for you and is sourced from your heart. So that come hell or high water, good or bad days, coming from a position in which you are grounded and sure and intentional of who you are, that the world can't throw you off no more.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it. To earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this.
They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.